independent music worlds of Australia and Canada on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. Listen Tuesdays from 11 p.m. to midnight.
Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
Featuring a wide range of music from India, including popular music from the 1930s to the present.
Rhythms, India.
Alternating Sundays, 8 to 9 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
LGBTQ.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Badanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
Friday, the 18th of October, 2019, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the Agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Ultsen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, we're going to learn all about sustainable production in the motion picture industry. Next month, the Green Spark Group is hosting the Sustainable Production Forum, which is a two-day conference of movie folk discussing how to reduce the impact of their industry on our environment. Plus, we'll keep you informed on events going on this weekend. We'll have the usual call board and lots of local music. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Well, it is definitely October. It's kind of gray, a little bit wet, and I have a head full of snot. Yes, the seasonal virus has hit me, and I'm not very happy about it. But we're gonna soldier on. We're gonna trudge on through it and give you a good hour of exciting radio. So stick around. And we're going to kick off things right off with a little bit of music. This is a new release from local jazz artist Andrea Supperstein. The CD is called Worlds Apart, and the song is called Nouveau.
Wait.
way you talk, the way you turn, look at me and you smile. You grab my heart and reel me in as I melt to the floor in a pile. Another day, another night, another moment I can't live without you. In a world, I'm your girl, there's something real sweet about you. Ooh, I think that I love you. I think I do. Fall in place, trust in your heart and not your mind. Ooh, I think that I love you. Ooh, I think that I do. You jump right in to my embrace, to be the one that I see in the morning. And then at night, when you're asleep, my heart skips a beat without warning.
Once again, that's Andrea Saperstein there with a tune called Nouveau. If you've ever been on or near a film set, you know how big a drain on resources the movie industry can be. From electricity consumption to paper and food waste to transportation, the movie world has a huge carbon footprint. One organization that's working to reduce that footprint is Vancouver's own Green Spark Group. And on November 1st and 2nd, they'll be hosting the 4th Sustainable Production Forum, which is a conference aimed at making movies more environmentally friendly. Zita Harris is the president of Green Spark Group, and she's the creative director for the Sustainable Production Forum, and she's on the line. Hi, Zita.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. So let's talk a little bit, first of all, about the Green Spark Group itself. Where does that come from, and what was the spark that got it started?
Yeah, the spark that got it started was actually when I was in graduate school and was looking at sustainability across all industries and noticed that the entertainment industry really lagged behind. So that got me into looking specifically at motion picture and what ways companies in motion picture were reducing their impacts and what ways, you know, the industry still needed to move forward. And then I wanted to help with that. So I eventually started Green Spark Group when I moved to Vancouver.
What were some of the ways that you saw that needed improving on? Some of the
sure.
environmental
so,
impact.
Right. So, you know, it's everything from, you know, first, talking about what is actually going on. There wasn't a lot of information back then about sustainable production practices, and so nobody really knew what was happening. So I wanted to do something about that first and foremost. And then secondly, really start measuring, consistently measuring the impact so we knew where to improve, where to focus our efforts. And that wasn't really being done consistently, and we're still working on that even today in the industry. And so those are areas where, you know, if you don't know what your impact is, it's really hard to make improvements and reduce your impact if you don't quite know, you know, what's going on in the first place. So really focusing in on, you know, carbon emissions, waste and recycling and compost, and thinking through how much, you know, you're creating and what you can reduce and what you're diverting from the landfill. Mm-hmm. And really, you know, things like fuel consumption was a big one, and thinking through, you know, what is actually being consumed, how many greenhouse gas emissions are associated, and then, you know, how can we work to reduce, you know, the consumption of fuel and then those emissions.
Yeah.
So those are some major areas that we started looking at early on.
Mm-hmm. Now, I noticed I had an opportunity to actually work on a set of a film that was actively working on being sustainable. In fact, the production and this film itself, it was called Zero, and it was about a zero waste serial killer. And but the production itself, and first thing I noticed was in the green room, in the actors holding area, where, you know, the usual craft services table was laid out. And the first thing I noticed was there were no paper cups. Everything was in reusable containers. There wasn't a great big garbage bag that everything got thrown into. Things were sorted as far as recycling and that kind of thing. And it wasn't until I had that experience that I realized how much of an impact the film industry actually has.
Yes. Actually, you know, it's these kinds of things. They might seem quite simple, but these are large scale systems changes that we need to be making on production. Mm-hmm. You know, we used to, there's kind of a business as usual or habits that, you know, people have formed. And, you know, approaching production through a sustainability lens actually lends itself to a lot of creativity. And then thinking through how these systems that we've been so used to can shift a bit, how we can include some innovative technology, how we can reduce some of the consumption, like these cups and, you know, individual, you know, plastic things that end up on set. You know, all of this, you know, can absolutely be reduced. And we've got all the technology out there to make, you know, various reductions and you know, use innovative equipment. And it just takes a, you know, looking at the production through a sustainability mindset to kind of make this happen. And I think that's a great example with Zero, in that they approached the production that way. Mm-hmm. It was just how they were going to make that show.
Yeah. Excuse me, I got a bit of a cough here. Now let's talk a little bit about the forum itself, the Sustainable Production Forum. I understand this is the fourth year that this has been happening. Is it the first time in Vancouver?
Yes. No, we've done it in Vancouver all 4 years.
Oh, okay.
We were extremely lucky to start the first 3 years with collaboration by the Vancouver International Film Festival, and they really helped get the forum off the ground, and they recognized the importance of talking about sustainability. So we collaborated on that the first 3 years, and now we're sort of growing up and we're on our own, and we've got, you know, support from BIF, support from many, many organizations in the Lower Mainland and beyond, who are, you know, helping us by sponsoring and being involved in some way to keep this forum going and to bring in some really interesting speakers and tackle topics that we think can move the industry forward in a sustainable way.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just going through the list of topics. The first one is collective action. So that's that right there is you know, it's as you say, as we actors say, that's a strong active verb. But what kind of things will be talked about under that heading?
Well, that is actually our forum theme. Mm-hmm. So everything we talk about will have some element of collective action,
right,
you know, throughout. So we want to inspire the industry through all of the topics that we talk about in the forum to you know, really push the dial forward and act collectively, because, you know, we do have a powerful voice as an industry, and we can demonstrate some really cool things on set, in our organizations, in studios, to, you know, inspire others and, you know, be a model for what's possible out there in really any industry.
Right. Are you already seeing an impact in the industry?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, as we've been talking about sustainable production at the forum over the last 4 years, showing great examples of what's possible on set, it's inspired action, I think, you know, within organizations in the industry and, you know, various pockets of film production around the world who are now, you know now about it, now know what's possible, and are starting to take action themselves. And so it's really quite inspiring to see how, you know, this exchange of information, exchange of knowledge, can spark, you know, action in other parts of the world and in our industry.
So, yeah, sometimes that's all it takes, is just being aware that it's possible.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Because I feel like sometimes the first excuse that comes out, or that knee-jerk reaction that we have toward new things is, oh, you know, we can't do this because...
Yeah.
You know, fill in the blank.
We tried this before and it didn't work.
It happens to all of us.
Yeah.
And I think that when we start talking about what we're doing and what's possible, and yes, you can use this piece of equipment, and yes, this light does do this thing, or whatever it is, mm-hmm. we can eliminate plastic water bottles, you know, it starts to open up possibilities for others. They start to really, you know, believe in it, and then they follow suit, and then they create their own, you know, sustainable production practices that make sense for their area, and, you know, really start, you know, a kind of a local initiative. Yeah. And it's been really exciting to see that happen.
Great. So who are some of the participants that will be that will be attending?
Sure. So we've got Blaine Gaynor, who is president of Sony Innovation Studios, who I hear is going to blow our minds with some really exciting stuff that they're doing there. Also, we've got Jade Taylor on The Magicians. We've got Claire George, who's a producer on The Magicians. And Councillor Adrian Carr from the City of Vancouver will be talking about some of the policy-related aspects coming out of the city that is, you know, directly... influencing the industry and how the industry, you know, is working with the city. Mm-hmm. So that's exciting.
Yeah.
You know, we've got folks from BAFTA, Rosaire Kellamoff from BAFTA in the UK is coming out. He's going to do a carbon calculator workshop and speak. And so, you know, we've got folks coming from different parts of the industry. And what I also like is, you know, that we're including environmental aspects and also social aspects of sustainability. So we've got a panel on diversity, and which Doreen Manuel locally, coming from CAPU, is going to be speaking on. So I'm really excited about that as well.
And this is all going on at Emily Carr University on Great Northern Way on the 1st and 2nd of November. How do our listeners get involved? There's tickets available?
Yes, there are tickets available at sustainableproductionforum.com. And, you know, come out, see what it's about, mm-hmm. interact with some of the studios and some of the folks in the industry. It's really exciting.
And there is a reduced rate for students, which is always useful. And there's also a note here about planting trees. Can you explain that?
Sure. For every ticket sold, we will be planting trees in British Columbia. So one tree for every ticket, and then those sponsors who have, you know, stepped up, we'll be planting trees in their name as well. So we're after, you know, forest rehabilitation and helping out our local ecosystem.
Great. So, you know, you can go, you can attend, you can learn, you can be inspired and help plant a tree at the same time. It's a win-win-win.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right, Zena, thank you so much for taking some time to explain this to us. And once again, if you want to find out more, the website is sustainableproductionsforum.com. Zena Harris, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Great. Thanks very much.
Do you remember a guy who's been such an earthly song? I heard a rumor from ground control. Oh no, don't say it's true. I got a message from the action man. I'm happy, hope you're happy too. I've loved all I've needed, love sorted the tales following. They're shrieking, but nothing is killing. Just pictures of Jap girls in synthesis. And I ain't got no money and I ain't got no hair. But I'm hoping to kick if this planet is glowing on, 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 on. Ashes to ashes, funk to funky. We know Major Tom's a junkie, strung out in heaven's high, hitting an all-time low. Tell myself I'll stay clean tonight, but the little green wheels are following me. Oh no, not again. I'm stuck with a valuable friend. I'm happy, hope you're happy too. One flash of light, but no smoking pistol. I've never done good things. I've never done bad things. I never did anything out of the blue. Oh, oh, oh. I need an axe to break the ice. I wanna come down right now. Ashes to ashes, funk to funky. We know Major Tom's a junkie, strung out in heaven's high, hitting an all-time low. My mother says to get things done, you better not mess with Major Tom. My mother says to get things done, you better not mess with Major Tom. My mother says to get things done, you better not mess with Major Tom. My mother says to get things done, you better not mess with Major Tom.
That is Linda McCrae, formerly of Spirit of the West, formerly of Terminal City, and now a resident of Nashville, Tennessee, and still touring, still churning out great songs. And that's, of course, the classic from David Bowie, Ashes to Ashes, off of her new album called Going to the Well. Look for it. Buy it. Support Linda. All righty, let's see what else is going on here. There it is. Theater Replacement is thrilled to announce the tickets are now on sale for their third annual fall fundraiser, Me Love Bingo. The Open Road is calling. Bingo numbers, that is. It's time to fill up the car, load the tape deck, burn rubber on the road trip episode of Me Love Bingo. They're returning to the Russian Hall for one joy-filled night, all in support of Theater Replacement. Guest performances, roadside attractions, and a ton of gold sequin fabric await you and your backseat buddies.
Where will the map lead us? Who will win big? Join the entire Theater Replacement crew and your costume-clad host, Kyle Lovin, for a campy night of games, amazing prizes, sweet tunes, and zero speeding tickets. All proceeds go towards supporting their new experimental works like Footnote Number 12 and Mine, and the ongoing stuff like the East Van Panto. So if you like Theater Replacement, you like some of those shows, you want to help them out, and you like bingo, this is the night for you. It's Saturday, November 16th, so it's about a month away, at the Russian Hall on Campbell Avenue in Strathcona. Doors open at 7 o'clock. It's $20 to get in, and then you buy your bingo card, and there's a bar at a silent auction, and they do want you to bring cash. There will be no empty ATM on site, so if you'd prefer not to have cash, they do have Square Payment available, but they prefer that you bring cash because, you know, cash is good. It's a 19-plus event, and as I said, it's happening in the Russian Hall on the 16th of November. It's Me Love Bingo. Oh, yeah, I got to do this first.
Ta-ta. Now the patriarchy is dead, and we killed it. If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience, we'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again. I could be you.
Excuse me. Hi. I was wondering how I maybe might potentially get to be on the radio.
Oh, word. Yeah. You can do that at CITR on Discorder.
I'm sorry?
You can cover events and issues in the city and interview people, or you could join a collective and work with people with similar interests to make a show collaboratively. Maybe make a few friends.
Oh, wow. That sounds superb.
Totally. Just email volunteer at CITR.ca and they can help you get started or just come into the station whenever.
Oh, I definitely will. Thank you so much.
Hey guys, please vote in this federal election. Pretty please? Please? Actually, no. You know what? F*** this. I'm not gonna beg you. Get the f*** out there and vote. This is your right and your responsibility. Don't give me that political apathy bullshit.
What's the point?
We're in a climate crisis, an opioid crisis, and a housing crisis. Your vote can actually do something about those things. We know the system is messed up, so let's fix it. Start by voting. Election Day is October 21st. To register, find early voting dates, and any other info, please, please visit elections.ca.
What a strange way to be brought together. The ones they've loved have been wounded or died.
Everyone dies.
Yes, but everyone isn't killed. In a way, being loved is like being told you never have to die.
Johnny, good luck to Johnny Canuck and all.
UBC Theatre and Film presents Timothy Findlay's The Wars, adapted by Dennis Garnham, directed by Lois Anderson, taking us deep inside the mind of a soldier and catapulting us into the mud, smoke, and chlorine gas of the front line in France in World War I.
Emerging artists tell the story of soldiers and their families, not much older than they are now. Timothy Findlay's The Wars is ultimately life-affirming, proving that human connection is all.
November 7th to 23rd, Frederick Wood Theatre. Tickets for students only $11.50.
Theaterfilm.ubc.ca.
Oh, sweet sound effects. Cool. Shindig is coming. Yes, it's CITR's annual Battle of the Bands that's been going on for 36 years. And they're shaking things up this year. A few things different, a few things the same, but it's always a lot of fun. If you want to participate, all you need to do is have a band.
and write some songs and record them and send the recording to us. And then the top 16 or 27, I forget what the number is, but lots of bands will be picked. And then they all gather up at the Redgate Art Society to battle for the big prizes, including a $2,500 recording bursary from Fanta Records and a college radio campaign from Mint Records. Deadline for submission is October 28th. If you want to find out more, go to CITR.ca, and that will lead you all to everything you need to know about signing up for Shindig. Let's see. We get rid of that one. Boom. And this is kind of cool. It's a theater for young audience show, but it brings stories of in the Cree language to kids of BC. It's The Incredible Adventures of Mary Jane Mosquito. It's written by Thompson Highway, and it will be happening at Presentation House October 26th and 27th, written in the Cree language with the language woven throughout. It's also in English. This engaging family show about belonging and acceptance comes to life through live music, puppetry, and playful interaction. It's a Carousel Players production. It is happening at Presentation House in North Vancouver, and it is happening on October 26th and 27th. And if you want to find out more about that, you just look up Carousel Theater, or go to Presentation House Theater, phtheater.org, and you can get tickets for that there. And there's another one coming up. Oh, tonight, this is going to be good. This is another radio play version of a classic story adapted by Peter Church, who brought us the Christmas Carol. And he also brought us It's a Wonderful Life and radio versions. And now it's Frankenstein, Lost in Darkness. It's directed by our good friend Chris Lamb, featuring lots of great friends of Dave Radio, including Karina Akison, Tarek Wesley, Matthew Simmons, and Diana Squires. It's happening at Pacific Theater at 12th and Hemlock. Opening night is tonight at 8 o'clock. Experience Mary Shelley's haunting fable of hubris and loss reinterpreted as an immersive audio drama. Victor Frankenstein and his monster weave a sonic spell over the Pacific Theater stage in this brand new adaptation. It's brought to you by Wireless Wings Radio Ensemble, and it starts tonight. So head on out to Pacific Theater at 12th and Hemlock to watch the radio play version of Frankenstein. And we talked about this last week. It's going on this week. It's Staircase Theater's festival of some of their favorite shows and artists that appeared in the Fringe Festival this year. So bringing back Didn't Hurt by Rodney DeCrew, directed by TJ Daw. We've got Where the Quiet Queers Are by Amplify Choral Theater, Legoland from Ragamuffin Productions, and The Morning After a show with Pam and Paula, who we talked to last week. The other shows involved are How I Killed My Nan by Dion Arnold and No Tweed Too Tight, another Grand Canyon mystery written and performed by Ryan Gladstone. So that's all going on at Havana until tomorrow night. It runs this week and next week. So it closes on the 26th at the Havana Theater. If you want to find out more, you can go to the Havana Theater website, or you can go to staircasetheater.com, and they've got all the details for you there. So we got a new selection now here from Mazacote. This is their CD called Patria.
So there's still a couple of days left to take in the excitement of the Vancouver Theatre Sports International Improv Conference and Festival. It's going on Granville Island at three different venues, including the Waterfront Theatre, the Improv Centre, and the Nest, all there along Anderson there on Granville Island. There are improvisers and companies from around the world, including companies like countries like India, Norway, Japan, Brazil, New Zealand, there are lots of local improvisers, lots of great Canadian companies as well, including Vancouver Theatre Sports from Vancouver, Rapid Fire Theatre from Edmonton, Unexpected Productions from Seattle, and lots and lots and lots and lots of stuff. So if you want to go see some of the shows or participate, there's still time to get involved. It closes on Sunday. So go to Vancouver Theatre Sports website, vtsl.com, or check out their Facebook page or their Instagram or Twitter or wherever it is. Just look up Theatre Sports International Improv Conference and Festival to find out more about how to get in on that one. And coming soon to the, it's going on right now at the Vancouver Dance Center, the Scotiabank Dance Center. It's called Spooky Action. And this is Vancouver choreographer Leslie Telford doing an interdisciplinary dance project inspired by particle entanglement. Yes, it comes from Einstein, referring to particles that are so closely linked they share the same existence, yet they could be an entire universe apart. Einstein himself called it spooky action at a distance. And so Leslie Telford is collaborating with poet-performer Barbara Adler. And this is an interdisciplinary work that weaves together visual art, contemporary dance, poetry, and original music, extending the provocative theory to human connection, exploring the mysterious ways we act on each other's lives, and all that kind of fun stuff. It's going on at the Fire Hall Arts Center. I said Scotiabank Dance Center. I was wrong. It's happening at the Fire Hall Arts Center, 280 East Cordova Street, until tomorrow night. You can get more information by going to firehallartscenter.ca. There you go. And let's see. Let's do one more here. Have I got that? Oh, yeah. Another theater sports thing. Once the international conference is over next week, the Improv Center is hosting their Halloween special, Spooktober. Whether it's with a group of ghoul friends getting together for a night out or a romantic date, Vancouver Theater Sports dares you to laugh this October with its spirited lineup of Halloween-themed shows taking place from October 22nd to October 31st at the Improv Center on Granville Island. So you've got Monster Matches, which is theater sports but with teams of monsters, in a head-to-headless short-form scenario. There's Cult Fiction, Everybody Laugh Together. It's framed as a documentary hosted by investigative journalists and players who utilize audience suggestions to spin a spellbinding tale. And so that's Cult Fiction. And then we've got Creepy Kitty, which sees the action of the show directed by an evil kitty from its window perch. Yes, it's all there at the Improv Center on Granville Island, Spooktober, from our good friends at Theater Sports. And then it all caps off with a Halloween Howl special event Saturday, October 26th. So once again, go to vtsl.com to find out more stuff about that. All righty. Let's see here. I think we should got time for another song. Sir, let's listen to...
Call me close. emotion, found it in the end. Lost it all into the ocean, found it in the end. Lost it all into the ocean.
Hey, that was Harlequin Gold with a song off their new album. It's called Take Me Home. It's time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, which features auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. The PUSH International Performing Arts Festival is one of Vancouver's signature events, produced over 3 weeks each year. Every January, the PUSH Festival presents groundbreaking works for live performing artists, and they are on a hunt for volunteers. Volunteers make the PUSH Festival a reality. Every year, over 200 volunteers contribute more than 1,500 hours in many capacities and roles to bring the festival to life. So if you want to be part of the PUSH Festival, you can volunteer and help spread the love, enjoy new experiences, and meet new friends. They've got lots of opportunities for people with a variety of schedules, skills, passions, and interests. If you want to apply, you can go to the pushfestival.ca website, look for volunteer under the About tab. United Players of Vancouver is looking for artists and community participants for Enemy of the People. If you're a theater maker, actor, filmmaker, dancer, musician, poet, writer, acrobat, sculptor, or graphic artists, or none of the above but have something to say, you can join in the creation of United Players' production of An Enemy of the People after Ibsen. What will you be doing, you ask? Working with director-deviser Jack Patterson, you'll be writing, playing, devising, and creating, bringing your voice to the stage, and creating a new work of theater inspired by the classic play by Henrik Ibsen. You'll be agreeing to commit to a creation period, which is about 3 4-to-5-hour creation periods per week from November to January. And then the production period itself starts on January 24th to the 23rd. Actual performances begin January 24th to February 16th at the Jericho Arts Center in Sunny Point Grey. So what do I bring, you may ask? You would bring openness, your imagination, and a willfulness to create. They intend to bring as many voices to the public as possible. That includes yours. If there are any barriers to your participation in performance, they're happy to work them out with you. So if you're interested, you can do one of the following. You can write a short two to three paragraphs about yourself and your passion, or you can send a short video clip or audio clip about your passion, or you can create a short poem or a picture or a short video or sound clip that is inspired by the phrase, the enemy of the people, or water, or Henrik Ibsen. So if any of those things inspire you, send that off to Jack Patterson. And you can send it to upsubmission@gmail.com. That's submission without an S at the end, sorry. So it's upsubmission@gmail.com. And include a short paragraph about yourself. Deadline for submissions is November the 8th. And a little quote here at the end. The creation of theater is by its nature an ensemble process. What better way is there than to bring artists and members of the community together to get to know each other and to make something magical? Sounds like fun. If you have any questions, you can contact Joan. Her number is 604-224-2464. Tomo Players are doing About Love, Festival of Short Plays. It's happening in November at the Havana Theater. They are still looking for someone to play Michael in The Rookie by Bob Zaslow. That is an open ethnicity male, 20 to early 30s, volunteering, who is a volunteer at the Suicide Prevention Hotline. So the deadline for that was September 27th, but it's still up on the library audition list, so they might still be looking for somebody. If you want to submit, you can send your headshot and resume to Gagunchina. That's GAGUNCHHINA at yahoo.ca. The annual Lawyer Show is coming up. This year they're doing Mamma Mia at the Waterfront Theater in April. The auditions are on Sunday at the Carousel Theater on Granville Island. If you are interested in participating, you must either be a lawyer or a law student or someone who works in the legal system. And if you want to find out more about it, you can go to carouseltheater.ca and just hit on the plays button and look for the Lawyer Show. And that'll tell you all about how to get involved in that. The Thinking Ape Entertainment is a game company, and they are looking for some people to participate as game influencers for a game called Kingdoms of Heckfire. They're looking for a gender male who looks 20 to 25 and a gender female who looks 20 to 25. You will be participating as a gamer or influencer engrossed in the game. You're playing the game and verbally reacting to gameplay on your screen. This is going to be happening somewhere downtown Vancouver on November 2nd. So they're holding auditions on the 26th at their offices, which is in Suite 200, 1132 Alberni Street. If you want to find out more, it's athinkingape.com. And they do recommend that you check out the game first. So go to athinkingape.com and look up Kingdoms of Heckfire to find out if you're interested in this game at all. Vagabond Players in New Westminster doing Tim Smith's Drinking Habits 2, Caught in the Act. That'll be up in February. The auditions are the 27th and 28th of October at the Burnie Lake Theatre in Queen's Park. And Ayagi Productions are holding their general auditions for their upcoming season. And this is three productions. They're doing Dreams, a Cabaret, The Last 5 Years, and Next to Normal, which is a bilingual English-Korean production. So that's all happening at Carousel Theater's studio on Granville Island, November 27th, 30th, and the 3rd of November. If you want to find out more about that, their breakdown for the characters and stuff is on WordPress, and it's Ayagi Productions, and that's E-Y-A-G-I Productions .wordpress.com, and just go to General Auditions and find out what that's all about. And then you can send your headshot and resume to their email address, which is ayagiproductions@gmail.com. There you go. If you want information on details on these or other audition notices, you can find them at vancouveractorsguide.com or go to the Vancouver Public Library audition page at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you'd like read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page, or you can email us at daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com.
Indie rockers Ra Ra Riot play the Biltmore Cabaret on November 2nd. Tickets are on sale now at eventbrite.ca and Red Cat Records, presented by MRG Concerts, CITR Radio, and Discorder Magazine.
Wanted to learn something new or make your own clothes? We've got you covered. Here at the AMS Knitting and Sewing Club, we provide you lessons on knitting, crochet, and sewing, and a space to craft your own projects and meet with other people that share your passions. Like us on Facebook at AMS Knitting and Sewing Club.
Unearthing the depths of contemporary cassettes and vinyl undergrounds, ranging from DIY bedroom pop and garage rock all the way to harsh noise and, of course, drone. Pop Drone, every Wednesday at 10 to 11:30 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
My advice to young girls would be, go home after school.
Yeah, that makes sense. Go home after school. Well, before we go, I just want to bend your ear a little bit. Monday is election day in this country. It's an important part of living in Canada, and participating in democracy is something that not everyone on this planet gets to do. If you've already voted or have made up your mind about who you're going to vote for on Monday, good for you. But if you're not sure, or you're confused about which party leader or which party deserves your support, if you find the whole process overwhelming or confusing or just don't want to think about it anymore, remember this: the leaders don't matter.
The parties don't matter. Yeah, sure. They're the ones that'll form government. But when you get your ballot, when you show up at the polling place and they give you that little piece of paper and you look on the list of names, you won't see Trudeau or Scheer or Singh. Well, you will if you're in Burnaby South. But otherwise, you know, those names aren't there. The names that are there are the names of the people that want to be your member of parliament. So focus on them. Find out who they are. Go to their websites, read their bios, their position papers, maybe even phone them up and talk to them directly. They want your vote. They should earn it. Get to know them and pick the one that you want representing you in Ottawa. That's where your power is. That's where your vote can really make a difference. But whatever you do, make sure you vote. All right, that's it. That's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shooting that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. Remember to like us on Facebook and on Twitter and Instagram. We're at CITR Dave Radio. I can't even remember it myself. If you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, you can check out our podcast archive at citr.ca. And remember to subscribe and leave a comment on Apple Podcasts. Stick around. Audrey is up next with Too Dreamy, followed by Beppe Cressman Presents at 2 o'clock, and our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwar the Human Serviette, at 3:30. Dave Radio will return next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.